Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on June 3rd is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Why not apply to be on one of the City of Gillette Citizen Advisory Boards? Right now, there are openings for Board of Adjustment, Campbell County Joint Powers Fire Board, Campbell County Public Land Board, the Parks and Beautification Board, Personnel Review Board, City Planning Commission, and Gillette Historic Preservation Commission. If any of those sound like a good time to you, I have linked to the online application in the description, where you can pick one up in the administration office on the third floor of City Hall, and then either return it there once you've filled it out or email it to admn@gillettewy.gov. Applications must be received by Friday, June 13th at 4 p.m. It's summer, and you know what that means. Outdoor water recreation. And you have free options for that. The Splash Pad at the Energy Capital Sports Complex will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, weather and maintenance permitting. And the City Pool will be open from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day, open from 10 a.m. to noon Monday through Saturday, in the evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday through Thursday, and there will be lap swim sessions from noon to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. For up-to-date information on pool and splash pad operations, and to be notified of any closures due to weather, maintenance, or other operational concerns, keep an eye on the City of Gillette Facebook page. You're a good person, right? You put your blood, sweat, and tears into all the good causes you support. Well, here's a good cause that only wants your blood. The City of Gillette and Vitalant are hosting a blood drive on June 11th at City West from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can check the link in the description to sign up for an appointment, and if you have any questions, you can contact City of Gillette Public Affairs at 307-682-5202. No sweat or tears required. Here's what's on the June 3rd City Council agenda. There are two special event permits, and one modification to a special event permit. One would close the 3rd Street Plaza on July 16th for the YO Gives Day annual picnic. The other is for the Campbell County Public Library End of Summer Reading Block Party on July 30th. The modification is to the Oktoberfest street closure hours on October 3rd and 4th, and the original special event permit for that was approved on May 20th. There's an agreement to suspend Section 8 pumped storage of the firm electric service contract with Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA, pertaining to pumped hydroelectric storage from WAPA's Mount Elbert facility from April 1st, 2026 to April 1st, 2028. So, the city has a contract with WAPA to buy 3-5 megawatts of power, but the city also has the option to buy more than that on a pass-through cost basis, support energy, and the services of pumped hydroelectric storage. Pumped hydroelectric storage essentially stores power by using excess generated power from other sources to pump water from a lower reservoir into a higher one. Then, when you need the power, you drain the higher reservoir back into the lower one through a hydroelectric turbine to generate power on demand. The city hasn't really been using the support or storage options, and WAPA is looking to try using the Mount Elbert Power Storage Facility as a market resource, so they'd like to suspend the agreement to provide power storage services for 2 years. Since we weren't really using that service, it shouldn't have any effect on city operations. Council will also consider authorizing the mayor to sign a workplace safety contract between the City of Gillette and the State of Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, Workers' Compensation, and Risk Management. The contract sets the terms and conditions for the city to improve or begin new workplace safety programs. There's a pre-annexation agreement for a property off of Southern Drive. The property owners would like water service, and this is one of the steps for getting it. There will be a public hearing, followed by the first reading of the City of Gillette Fiscal Year 2025-2026 budget. If you're curious about what goes into the budget, you can check out the recordings of this year's budget workshops, which are available in the GPA archive at gillettewy.gov, and I've also linked to them in the description of this episode. There's one ordinance second reading, and one ordinance third reading. The ordinance second reading is to amend Chapter 14 of the City Code to account for changes from the Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act, and the ordinance third reading is the final one for your amendments to Chapter 10 of the City Code. That's a brief look at the June 3rd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.